How perfect is your life? It's another day. I'm another John, and this is Another Note. Today's edition of Another Note is titled The Real Blessing. Our scripture reference today is Psalm 128. As always, may the Lord add a blessing to the reading and hearing of His holy word. Happy is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in His ways. You shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands. You shall be happy, and it shall go well with you. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God. A cursory reading of Psalm 128 can lead some people to believe what we all know is not true, what some of us are willing to say, even if it seems to contradict Scripture. The object of the psalm is God's blessings. And who gets those blessings? The one who fears the Lord. Okay, that doesn't sound too bad. Then the psalmist talks about a wife and children. In this blessedness of God, there's no room for barrenness or tragedy. All our children will gather around us and never stray from the faith we've given them. And what do we do with the talk of prosperity? Obviously, that cursory reading isn't enough, is it? Life isn't perfect, right? Even staunch biblical literalists would concede that that's not exactly what the psalmist meant. Now, that's not to say there aren't inklings of the old way of thinking about God's blessings, that if you are suffering, if you don't have a family, then obviously you have failed God. You're living out your punishment from the Lord. Thankfully, more of us realize there are more faithful, nuanced ways to read the Bible. Psalm 128 is a song of ascent. I imagine families traveling together to worship the Lord as they ascend to the holy temple. Of course, they're filled with jubilation as they sing these words. Who isn't happy to see all their family show up to church on Easter, Christmas Eve, or Mother's Day? But we also know the wisdom of the Psalms. It's not written the same as the wisdom of Proverbs, but it stems from the same conviction. The way of God is holy. As we walk through life, living in God's holiness blesses our lives. That promise, of course, doesn't take us away from the pain and strife of the world. That's escapism. Instead, it assures us our lives are not wasted seeking God, that following the way of the Lord is the blessing. Stay blessed. Now, before you go, let me make sure you know I love you and you are a blessing to me. Thanks for listening to Another Note. I hope it helps you live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Let me know if I can pray with you and help us reach others by sharing today's devotional or leaving a review wherever you listen as a podcast. And finally, make sure to check out the website at anotherjohn.com. God be with you.